did you feel I'm in deep water here, or the experiences I've had so far are bearing me through this? You were learning a lot of things, obviously. Were you accepted as the governor? They saw you as a young man, and there are many elders around. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it took a while to really be accepted. Somebody had to do it, but there were several people who wanted to do it. And I was in a position where either I would run for governor or I had to leave, because you're in an elected position and the next person is probably not going to hire you. I love this place. I still do. I loved it then. I love it now. I love what it stands for and what it means to the people that we serve. So I was determined, you know, I have this to do. I must figure out some way to do it. I knew there were ways to do it, and so I picked the ones that were readily available to start with. And if you got several businesses that aren't making it, what do you do to make them work? Economic development was a plank in my platform. The other planks were health care, education, senior services, all those things that we do today, some things that we weren't doing that needed to be done. But it was a matter of sink or swim. In order for the tribal government to stay afloat, we needed to create some sources of revenue and shore up the ones that we had. We had some great folks working here that were just as determined as me, so we just went to work. Some things didn't work, but the ones that did work were enough to be able to pull us up above water.
With the experience that you have now, and you look back on that time, are you looking upon yourself as this young man, and I'm wondering how he made it through?
Well, again, I was determined. 50-some-odd% of the Chickasaws who voted had confidence in me. So I thought, I have folks that are behind me, and so I'm going to go do this. You may have heard the saying, but sometimes it's hard to remember that your mission is to drain the swamp when you're up to your elbows in alligators.
Right.
That's pretty much what it was like. I really needed to drain a swamp. But then there were all these other things that were coming in. Tribal government, for instance, was fairly new. Chickasaw government was fairly new in 1987. We had this major changeover from an individual who'd been there for decades to someone who was basically brand new. So I was a target in a lot of ways. People who thought, well, this is his first term, maybe it will be his last, and we're going to have that job. From a governmental point of view, we had a lot of turmoil during that period. It began to settle down after a while as results were achieved. People began to have more confidence. There were some that will never have confidence because they want the job. But many came along then and we were able to function as a very well-oiled tribal government, and we do today.
In that era, during those early years when you realized we have companies, but we've got to grow them, how big was the budget?
In the beginning, in 1987, we had a federal program budget of over $11 million, and our, quote, tribal budget, or the fund from tribal funds, was edging up. It was over $250,000. It went on up to... Well, gosh, today, our budget just for governmental services runs about $120 million.
Today, then, your total budget today as of October of 2010 would be what?
For the tribal funds is $120 million, and we have total, and rather than classify it as budget, because some of the businesses, they have expenses, so you put all that in there, too, and it runs about $750 million.